Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Welcome back into Sports Talk, getting ready for round two of the NBA draft coming up in a half of hour. Looking forward to seeing what the Pelicans end up adding with pick number 40 this evening. Yesterday has been causing quite a biz of buzz, as we just heard from Greg on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, helping us break down the picks and what's coming up next. Ollie Cosell, NBA writer covering the Pelicans. Ollie, man, how you been doing? That was an interesting first round yesterday, and just curious, you know, your thoughts right off the bat of the two new additions coming to the Pels.
Yeah, good evening, Steve. It was exciting yesterday. I mean, whether you are a very big fan of either of these players or not, point of the fact is, oftentimes here in New Orleans, especially during the Dell Demps era, you didn't have much excitement revolving around drafts simply because there weren't many draft picks to be spent, let alone high ones. So, like I said, I kind of enjoyed it. And for moreover, I like both players. I think they both have a lot of volatility, right? That's why they're polarizing. Some people see very low floors, others think very high ceilings. So they both have star potential. And I think that's what you wanted out of this draft. I think that's what Joe Dumars and Troy Weaver continue to make a point this week. They're remaking this team kind of in their vision, right? That's why we've seen so much change already. That's why they took a gamble on these two young guys. Apparently, they have a very firm belief that both of these guys will pan out, as we've seen spending such a high, unprotected future first-round pick next season just to be able to move up 10 spots in this draft to get Queen. So, like I said, I like both players, guys. I think Jeremiah Pierce has that one skill you need, especially as a guard, which is to break down your man at any time, collapse a defense, and therefore be able to either make a play for yourself or a teammate. And with Queen, you know, it's rare to see, even in today's game, big that can, you know, play basketball almost like a wing/guard, where they can handle it, pass it, have good footwork, right? And I think that's what Queen brings. He's kind of a throwback. And with him and with Fears, the thought is, okay, these guys have a lot of tantalizing skills and ability. But, boy, if they really can, like, polish up their weaknesses with both of them, it's honestly revolving around their shooting efficiencies. If they can learn to shoot the ball just at a better rate, then these two picks should pan out for New Orleans.
You know, Ali, I remember we spoke with Nick Friedell, an Odyssey NBA insider, I think on Tuesday ahead of the draft. And when we were talking to him about the different prospects and if the Pelicans should look at filling holes on the roster instead of, you know, drafting for kind of highest ceiling available, he had mentioned with this Pelicans team, even with after the Kelly Olynyk and CJ McCollum trade, where you're only sitting with Carlo Mackovich and Yves Missi at your center rotation, that he would still kind of take the swing at the player that the Pelicans think have the highest ceiling. Just because there's so many holes on this roster that you might as well try and get the star power and bring it in no matter how you can do it. So, you know, taking the swing, Jeremiah Thiers, a very polarizing prospect due to his defensive deficiencies and his three-point shooting. But at the same time, you see the offensive capabilities, the ball handling, which is elite. And then just the amount, like being a quote-unquote maestro at the point guard position, the possibility is there, right, for him. And then Derek Queen, similar situation where defensive deficiencies, but great, you know, handle for a big man. He's almost like, as Mark Cook, a former NBA scout, had kind of told us, he's like a 6'11 guard, right? So you have these really talented guys that you're just taking the big swings on, and you're kind of going for the potential ceilings with these players. I don't want to say boom or bust necessarily, but you're really, really hoping that you can boom on both.
Oh, you have to be. Yeah, look, anytime you have lottery picks, you want to cash in on them, right? Those are the ones that are supposed to be able to change the fate and journey of your franchise for at least a few years. And the Pelicans, if things pan out, for good teams that things start panning out, you stop getting those swings, right? So you want to make these count, turn around what was one of the worst seasons in franchise history, which incidentally, just one of the year before, they were coming up one of their better seasons, right? So that's what I'm curious about. Will this core that's here still, Zion, Trey Murphy, Herb Jones, will they be able to jump back into the win column and be better than most people think based on because largely what we saw 2 years ago, that there's really a good team underneath what we saw last season or not? But either way, you like the fact that these two picks should be able to help. And like I said, I think Joe Dumars said it best. You need to have not only versatility, not only guys that can score, shoot, you name any kind of skill, but you just need to have that dog kind of mentality. He called it a character. He likes to see certain things in players where, you know, on a court, when you're watching games, you see it play out, right? The diving on the floor, making smart decisions. And he seems to have a full belief that both of these players have that immense qualities. So, well, it remains to be seen, right? And look, I hope fans also understand they're both very young, especially fears. I think don't hope for, even though DeJounte Murray isn't expected to start the season, don't expect Jeremiah Fears to suddenly slide in the starting role, average, you know, over 10 points a game because he's playing at least 20 minutes a game. I don't think that'll happen, but I think in due time, I think, like I said, the expectation is they'll at least be very serviceable NBA players.
Ollie, I'm sure you've seen it all today as well. The compensation, what the Pels are sending to the Atlanta Hawks, definitely getting a ton of attention. How surprised were you to see that it was an unprotected first-round pick to move up 10 spots in the first?
Yeah, initially, I think everybody was shocked, right? Because you're basically sending out two first-round picks for just one, and it's not even, say, a top-five pick. It was for the 13th pick. Now, again, you can have all the belief you want in Derek Queen and his future, that he's going to be at least an all-star, something along those lines. But like I said, to send an unprotected pick when you're coming off a 21-win season seems almost kind of ridiculous. And I think that's what everything, you know, all the controversy centered around. I do know that the Pelicans did ask for, and some people didn't believe this, but they did ask for protection. Atlanta simply wasn't going to give it to them. And I hate to say it, but it looks like when Joe Dumars told us yesterday in the presser that the Pelicans started asking teams at pick 9 if they would trade their first-round pick to New Orleans so that the Pelicans could move up, I think the word spread that New Orleans was desperate. And I think by the time it got to Atlanta, Pelicans are desperate. Atlanta's held firm, and that's how they ended up with that pick. So it's on Joe Dumars, Troy Weaver, right, that it pans out because they took a big gamble.
You know, before we get into night two, Ollie, it just feels like the big gamble is on Derek Queen. And from Shams Charania, what he had kind of said, I agree with him that you can't really judge what happened until you see how good Queen actually is. So we just don't know, right? Like, you can't, there's a lot of visceral reaction from national media and even local media and folks that are covering the team and just deciding how you should feel about the big move that Joe Dumars did make last night. We'll just kind of have to wait and see and take that approach.
Yeah. And that's why I'm actually content with, especially after sleeping on it, with the decisions made. Because I look back at the David Griffin era, and he tried to do everything the right way, right? He tried to not overspend in trades, moving up in drafts, because I know of certain players that they had really targeted, and a lot of them panned out. So I always have wondered, you know, going back, even think about last year, no center. Walker Kessler was available. Pelicans didn't want to pony up to Utah's demand. Had any of these choices been made to pony up, think of how differently things might have gone, right? In any of these seasons where largely it ended in disappointment. So it doesn't always pan out to play safe, to play smartly. It really just sometimes boils down to luck. Just ask the Dallas Mavericks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Yeah, you know, talking with about Joe Dumars, definitely obvious, and he mentioned it last night as well, the fact that he just aggressiveness is what he's looking for from his team and how he's approaching things as well. We haven't talked to you. What did you think about the trade sending C.J. McCollum and Kelly Olynyk and a future second rounder to the Washington Wizards, getting Jordan Poole and Sadiq Bey back along with the 40th pick tonight?
Yeah, that's the trade that actually raised a little bit more eyebrows for me, even well after the fact. Simply because we all saw what Jordan Poole's kind of done the last 2 years in Washington. And I know he bounced back this past season compared to his first year in Washington, where it was almost a total disaster, right? Given a big contract, was supposed to be one of the faces, young faces of their franchise, and he just didn't deliver. So you wonder, what kind of Poole are you getting, right? Because the one that left the Warriors was actually a very good player. He really helped that team win their last championship. Alongside Steve Kerr and Draymond Green. Of course, we know that fell apart. So you have to hope that Troy Weaver, his instincts, they're going to prove correct, because he was in Washington last season. He's been around Jordan Poole, and of course, he's been around Sadiq Bey much longer. So if he's, you know, has a lot of confidence in these guys that they're going to deliver, that he can, you know, basically get them to do what the team needs them to do, then it should work, right? Because the Pelicans did have a hole at guard, right? No DeJounte Murray to start the year. CJ's getting older, was entering the last year of his deal. And I know he wanted a new deal. So apparently the Pelicans probably didn't want to give it to him, especially this new regime. So now they're looking under a different rock. I just hope it pans out, because like I said, I'm a little leery of Jordan Poole and that, you know, $30 million plus over the next 2 years.
You know, the last part of that trade is the 40th overall pick tonight, Ali. I just want to get your thoughts on the second round of tonight's draft. Then first and foremost, the NBA splitting it up into two different nights, I think, is pretty fascinating. Last night was like a 3.5-hour draft fest for the 30 picks, which was kind of crazy to me. But now you have the second round tonight. First and foremost, your thoughts on the NBA splitting that up, which is what they did last year. And then secondly, with the 40th overall pick, potential position or player that you're looking at the Pelicans to target, because at this point you're just kind of like, Mike and I were kind of mentioning earlier, for those that don't know, the second round of the NBA draft is a lot different than, let's say, the second round of the NFL draft. Where, you know, in the NBA, the second round is more like the third day picks for the NFL, where, yes, you can find some quote unquote diamond in the roughs and some stud contributors and everything like that, but it's a little bit more rare.
Yeah, so I'm actually a fan of the NBA splitting it up into different days, especially I know executives, people I know that work in the league, putting it all in one day was a lot of work for them, right? It was just basically you wake up early and you don't go to bed. And it's good for them, but it's also good for us that cover it. Because it does, like I said, split things up. As for the Pelicans, I think they're probably going to go one of two ways. The common thought is when you're a team that already has a couple of picks from the same draft, you're likely going to want to draft and stash somebody, as we've seen, right? Even David Griffin did it during his era. Carlo Matkovich should come to mind for a lot of people. He stayed in Europe for a couple of years after the Pelicans selected him, and then, of course, he came over. Last year, so, or towards the end of the previous season. So that is one idea. The other idea is, I think, honestly, guys, the second round this year, because of the NIL, how it's changed basically the whole landscape of who's available, it's largely upperclassmen, largely seniors. So a lot of these players should be able to step in and at least give you some kind of minutes right away. So the Pelicans, you look at the roster, they need more bigs. And there's several good seniors, big men out there. I know there's a lot of talk right now that Rashear Fleming is likely going to get selected 31st by Phoenix. But after him, there's still a few names like Maxime Reynald and several others. So I think it's either a draft and stash for the Pels or a center they're going to be looking at, Charlie.
Looking at the draft overall, I'm just curious, Ollie, did you feel like your initial impressions of any team that stood out to you that had a really good night on round one?
Yeah, I mean, outside of the Pelicans, who you just needed to see them grab and chase some stars, because we still don't know how the Zion Williamson saga is going to turn out, right? That's why I'm kind of in favor of taking those swings. But other than that, yeah, look, I mean, you have to like what Utah did. Ace Bailey was considered the top two, top three pick for the longest from this class. They got him at number five. That's kind of the way Danny Ainge operates. He takes big swings on controversial type of picks, but they always have some kind of talent that's oozing, and it's oftentimes worked out for them, especially in Boston. So you like what they did, because they also not only got Bailey at five, but they moved up several picks to get Walter Clayton, who was a big star in the NCAA tournament, right? Good shooter, and I was kind of hoping that he fell to the Pelicans. So they stand out to me. And, you know, I can't say I like Brooklyn. They had five picks. Decided to pick a lot of point guards. Not a fan of them. I thought Miami, right? Getting Yakuvis. I know I'm butchering the name, but a tall point guard out of Illinois. A lot of people thought he was going to go in the top 12. They got him at 20. I thought that's a great move for them. You know, you can single out some other people. I know Memphis, for instance, they moved up, spent a lot, right? Just move up five picks to 11 from 16, future first, couple seconds. But they selected Cedric Coward, and I really like him, guys. I think he's got the measurables, got the game that's going to fit in perfectly in Bane's missing spot.
You know, Ali, the last one I had for you, you mentioned the center position, and I kind of agree with you. And one that's standing out to me out of the list of the best available players is Ryan Kalkbrenner, the center from Creighton, who spent 5 years in college. He's an older prospect. He's 23 years old right now. Mm-hmm. But he's like one of the definition of like a high floor prospect. Like, you know what you're kind of getting on him, like a backup center that could likely contribute NBA minutes right off the bat. He's a full 7'1", 250-pound big man with a 7'6" wingspan. He's also a potential floor spacing big, which would fit well next to Zion Williamson. And just want to get your thoughts on Kalkbrenner, because if the Pelicans are looking for a potential backup big man with a second round pick here, I think he could be a good fit.
Oh, I love it, because I think he's over, you know, 23 years of age, so his body's fully matured. He's been playing the game for a long time. People have, I think, compared him kind of Luke Kornet, I've been told. And I thought Luke Kornet did a wonderful job up in Boston, or has been doing a wonderful job. So if you can get a guy who can just, you know, play his position well, rebound, even shoot the ball a little bit, and has enough athleticism, right, to be able to make an impact on both ends of the court, well, that's a success, because this guy stands, what, 7'1", has an enormous wingspan and such. He'd be a perfect fit. But I feel like, right, guys, you need another big body. Even Missy, you know he's going to get a little bit bigger, a little bit stronger, but the Pelicans don't have, you know, a Goliath right at the center position. This guy would fit perfectly.
Ollie, always awesome information. Appreciate you, and looking forward to see how things shake out tonight in round two of the draft. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, Ollie.
Ollie Cosell, NBA writer covering the Pelicans, joining us there. You can follow him at Ollie Cosell. And, yeah, like you mentioned, I think that, you know, another big wouldn't be out of the question if you go after someone that's got that more experience, a little more aged and, you know, seasoned kind of guy.
So it's funny. We were talking about the high ceiling picks that they made on night one. This is the high floor pick. Like, you know, yeah. What you're getting. The ceiling for Ryan Kalkbrenner isn't gigantic. And that's why he's here in the second round. He could have potentially been a late first round pick, but he's just kind of sitting there, Steve. He could have been a first rounder. So, we'll see if he lasts to pick 40. I mean, it starts up in about 12 minutes here. But if he's there at pick 40, you know, I wouldn't put it past the Pelicans to go up and get a backup big that can play NBA minutes right off the bat, be a good shot blocker, be a floor spacer with his ability to shoot, and be a really good pick and roll player. I like Kalkbrenner a lot.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.